626-1529.
Saying birds of a feather flock. You don't see certain birds together. You see the ones that vibrate the same. That's the wonderful thing about the body of Christ. Unity in diversity. And too much is based upon color today in the world. That's the world. Listen, God never made races anyway. He made nations. Yes. Let's get this thing straight. The world is about race. God's about nations. So, here's the catch now. Everything created vibrates. It has the ability to it, and it does. It vibrates, and it sends off or releases a sound. And it also interprets vibrations, whether they are animate objects or inanimate objects. It doesn't matter. Everything in creation. If we get a hold of this understanding, we'll see how Jesus could say, if you say to this mountain, if you really get an understanding on this level of how everything operates. I wasn't able to interpret this dream, but while I was away, God gave me a dream. And I woke up and I was so overjoyed. I can't even remember all the dream, but in the dream, the Lord was showing me how everything works together. Everything, anything come your way, it works together. It was stuff just going and it was just going and everything was just like a rhythm. And I thought, everything is God doing the same thing. Amen. God said, everything works together. Amen. If you can believe that, if you can not get down when things don't seem to go the way your eye test thinks it ought to go, but you understand, no, that's working right too. That's doing exactly, that ain't doing nothing that God hasn't allowed it to do momentarily, and it's only temporary, and it too is going to work together. Amen. How many know there's a rhythm in life? And when you find that rhythm, you get into what I call the flow. Everything's flowing. When Adam and Eve fell, dis-ease. There was no more ease. Trouble started. And attached to dis-ease was sickness. And death and destruction and the devil. Okay, now let's establish that. Everything, somebody say everything.
Everything.
I'm telling you, this will open up your spirit to see God and to be able to believe God, because where we're going, if you're not there, is into the realm of possibility. See, on that quantum level, there are no absolutes, only possibilities. Amen. Anything is possible. How many know we serve a God where anything is possible? Amen. Where anything is possible. It's our conditioning here sometimes that blocks that. Our experience tries to jump in our way. But when we start to see God on another level and how he operates, it opens us up. And then you fight. Tell somebody, fight. To keep your mind free. See, you can't take days off. You can't take a week off and then go to seeking God again. No, every day you got to get up and put your feet on the ground and say, I'm free indeed. And today is another day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to stay free today. I'm not going to let things come out of my mouth that ain't what God wants. You see, affliction comes. Why are people afflicted? Because of their mouth. See, the Lord doesn't afflict you. The Lord says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But he goes on and says, but the Lord delivers them. Proverbs 6 and 1 says that, 6 and 2 says that you are snared by the words of your mouth. That's how the affliction gets in there. Because you start, it can knock on your door, but if you don't open the door, it can peek in your window, but shut the shade. Call the police. Tell them just the people turn around. Get them out my yard. Let the dog out on them. Now, let me say this again, because this is the foundation. Understand this. Don't feel like it's off or off the wall. Jesus spoke to inanimate objects. You see somebody speak to a tree today. They done lost their mind. Until the next morning you see the tree is withered up. Dried up at the root just like he said. People think that's a witch doctor. That's voodoo. No, that was Jesus. He said, bear no more fruit. Wither and die, bear no more fruit. Immediately, every Adam caught the vibration of his word. Amen. And obeyed it. Yes. He said something about the fig tree, and he said something about that mountain. He said, if you say, sometimes you can be guilty of saying things, but you've not allowed, I'll call it the law of gestation. And then you lose sight. You forget about it. You start, you get off track. But if you'll stay on track with it. How many know when, let me get a little biological here with you. When people get married and want to have children, and they're trying to have children, doesn't mean they're going to have children on the first try, or second try, or third try. Conception takes place at a particular time. When we get into spiritual things, it's like Sarah. It says, Sarah found through faith. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Sarah received strength to conceive. Yeah. Through faith. Yeah. We talked about last time how important it is to mix faith with what you hear. Don't just be hearers. Yeah. Mix faith with it. Look at your situation in light of what you hear and mix faith with it. Say, that's me. I got victory. That's my victory right here. That's when you conceive. See, it takes faith to conceive. Otherwise, we just talking. You just, wasting your breath. Remember how we talked about grammar? And how every word of God is inspired. And how important it is for us, made in the image of God, as we breathe into this realm, the breath, our words, and our breath, a part of us goes into this realm. When we partner with God's word and what God said, us and God, it's like Adam naming the animals. Wasn't guessing. He was partnering with God and speaking what God's heart was. See, he was connected to God. He wasn't separated from God. So he was, him and God were one together. It was Adam that was given the dominion in the earth. But it wasn't apart from God. And so as Adam spoke, he was speaking what God wanted into the earth realm.
Amen.
And when we take the word of God, whom God said, of which will not return unto him void, and we put it in our mouth mixed up with faith, and speak it into this realm where we've been given dominion, Now we manifest a kingdom because God's word is coming into this realm as we speak it. Does that make sense to you? That's why it's so important to be wary of what you say. You know, what you habitually say. Habits become habitations. Your habits. That's your habitation. That's you. That's where you live. Oh, that's just a little habit. No, that's who you are. Okay, let's get back to this. Every created thing vibrates and releases a sound. And also interprets vibrations and sounds. Whether they're animated or inanimate. Now, in verse 2, the latter part of that verse, the Spirit of the Lord began moving over the waters of the deep. That word moving is interesting. Because he wasn't just, you know, checking stuff out, just moving because he could move over the deep. No, that word is in relation to a mother hen to her eggs. Now, understand what a bird, most bird, I guess all bird species, I have to do a little deeper study on it, but bird species, they will flutter over their eggs. They don't just sit them, they flutter because they're sending a vibration. See, there's a little eaglet or chicklet on the inside of the egg that is of the same vibration. And what it's doing is sending a vibration that's warming it, that's causing life to come to it. See, deep calls unto the deep. It ain't just warming it. It's fluttering over it. That word move upon the face of water, it means that the Spirit of God was fluttering. It was fluttering over the deep. It also means to brood, to hover, or to shake. It means to have caring superintendence over an object, like a bird over her egg. See, the bird, when it broods or flutters over its eggs, it creates the right temperature and the right atmosphere to aid in the hatching process. There's a vibration that's released. Well, without it, they wouldn't hatch. You take an egg from there. You know, you get the eggs out the. You get them and put them in the fridge. They ain't hatching.
Have you heard? Every Sunday at 9 a.m. starting this Sunday, January 28th, it's Generation Next at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. It's a creative, innovative, fun program designed just for you, all youth and teens ages 8 to 18. For more information or to register, call 772-465-0036. Transportation is provided in the Fort Pierce area, and a continental breakfast will be served.